This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Welcome back. We're already into the third hour of this July 3rd, 2003 live edition. We've got the grandfather of the jury rights movement in America, that juries are to judge the facts and the law, and so are grand juries, to be independent, not part of the prosecution or the judiciary. And he now joins us for this third hour. I want to go over news with Red. I want to get his comments on things. I want to take more calls. But a very interesting point, and I forgot to ask you, Chris, is Hank in Florida still there? Good. Hank was called into a talk show, and when he was online, he, not this show, he said another show, you know, and he heard buttons being pushed and somebody breathing. Well, that's the call screener or the other caller. Sometimes they'll air two calls. This happens a lot, okay?
I had another instance on that.
Well, sir, what I'm telling you is they do not physically
yeah, I get you.
Have the personnel.
Must
You've got
local.
Echelon with, say, 50,000 employees at the NSA. Most of them are on foreign desk watch. And they got a few thousand domestically, maximum. They can't listen to all of us or ever do anything with the material. They're announcing they're surveilling us as a chilling effect. It also violates the Fourth Amendment, but it's also as a chilling effect. Red, would you like to comment on this to Hank?
Well, you know, I always said that I would hope that they had my phone tapped, because it's probably the best source of truth that they're going to find.
To hear all the horror stories, the abuse,
yeah,
the evil.
And it gives me a chance, if they're listening, it gives me a chance to talk to somebody else and explain to somebody else what's going on.
And to tell them to have some humanity and not sell out their country for 20
right.
pieces of silver.
Right, right. And I think that they have come to the conclusion that it's not smart to put people on, because when they listen to these conversations, they're getting an education, and they all they have to do is look around them and see what's going on, and they know that we're telling the truth.
And Red, you worked in a sensitive area of the military. You know about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your military service.
Well, that's been a long time ago. I'm 74 years old now. And it's been a long time ago, but I'll tell you, what I've seen, I had a top secret security classification because we were handling, I was in a test outfit, we were handling a lot of pretty sophisticated stuff back then, but the people that I have contact with, telling me about what's happening today, like in Area 51 in Nevada and such, it's mind-boggling, the technology that is just literally exploding.
That's why they're so arrogant and are on such incredible power trips.
Yes.
Anything else, Hank?
My daughter in upstate New York was away from her home during the day, and when she got home, the front door was all busted in. And when she called the police, they said that they got a 911 call from her residence. Of course, nobody was there.
And that's their excuse all over the country. They've been caught doing it. You're gone. They claim they get a 911. That's how they get in without the warrant. Red, that's a classic case, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
So what happens is the crackhead informant says they saw something there. It's usually a lie. They just want the money. The cops bust in and say, oh, it was a 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
Demand the records of that 911 call. Oh, man. It's amazing. Anything else, Hank?
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, but don't be afraid, sir. Be afraid of not fighting these people. Red, when we get back, I'm going to go over this new DARPA document and the AP headline. Big Brother, U.S. wants surveillance system, admitting the face scanning cameras, the control grid are watching us, and I want to get your take on that, okay?
Yes.
And yes, folks, we got wide open phones. You got a question about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, juries, grand juries, the New World Order, the 16th and 17th Amendment. Red Beckman is a world expert, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Ted Pike's monumental new video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, exposes the two main causes of international Arab terrorism. First, a century of Zionist abuses, an atrocity against Palestinians. Second, evangelical Christian support for such abuses. The unprecedented video documents how the Talmud incites Israeli aggression, how the loss of freedom under Homeland Security results from unconditional support of Israel. It exposes what really happened in the West Bank under Sharon's 2002 invasion, and how Bush is making possible Israel's control of the entire Mideast. Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press says, Pike's video, Why the Mideast Bleeds, is the most straightforward, fact-filled presentation available today. It's a must-see. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Why the Mideast Bleeds, Ted Pike's monumental video, is available now. Send $25 to Ted Pike, Box 203, Oregon City, Oregon, 97045. Or visit their website at truthtellers.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You've got all these fake patriots who think patriotism is submitting to police in black ski masks as they search your house without a warrant, or affixing plastic desecrated American flags made in Chinese slave camps to your car while destroying what the flag symbolizes, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're going to be back to Red Beckman in about 4 or 5 minutes, and we're going to go to your calls and cover a bunch of news I haven't gotten to. But every time I talk about a government document or a news article, there's a lot of people that say they don't have computers, but half our audience doesn't, and they want to know how to get a piece of information. Yesterday I read an AP article, Big Brother, U.S. wants surveillance system, wants it. Again, when they tell you about it, it's already in place. Police can envision limited domestic use of an urban surveillance system that Pentagon is developing. And it goes on, dubbed Combat Zones at Sea, the project is intended to help the U.S. military protect troops and fight in cities overseas. Scientists and privacy experts say the unclassified technology also could easily be adapted to keep tabs on Americans. It's already been deployed, folks. The project's centerpiece would be groundbreaking computer software capable of automatically identifying vehicles by size, color, shape, license tag, or drivers and passengers by face. Most of the cameras on the roads have already been hooked into this software 5 years ago. Now they're saying they might do it, the police might use it. See how they get this done, folks? They said they want to get rid of posse comitatus and put troops on the streets. And they say, I've got the 30-something page DARPA report and this AP report together. It's about 40 pages. where the military admits it's for domestic control and they've said they want to use troops in America? Think about this. Think about how bad things have gotten here. And if you want the DARPA report, the declassified document, broad board agency announcement 03-15, BAA 0315, Defense Agency Research Project, or DARPA, run by convicted felon Admiral Poindexter. Remember, he said last year that everything you do, every call you make, every email you send, will all be tracked by the computers and by the government in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's all a chilling effect. They admitted this, and now they say the cameras and all that are for it, and the RFID tags and the clothes at the store and all of this. So if you want this report and the AP article to get out to your friends and family, we've got a special today because it's, hardly ever do this where we send out a free document. You can just have the document if you want it, but you'll also get it free if you get the two citizen rule books that have the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, jury nullification, the power of the jury, the grand jury, famous quotes, little color-covered booklet, 70-something pages, two of those, two silver dollars that are both worth $8 a piece for $24.95. Okay, that's at cost for Ted Anderson. And you get the document for free along with it. We'll spring Ted up for 3 or 4 minutes, dragging him on the air. Ted, I hope people will get the citizen rule books and the silver dollars and get the free document. This is so important, especially on the eve of the 4th of July. How do folks do it?
Well, as simple as this. They give us a call at 888-294-6187. That's 888-294-6187. The reason why we put the silver dollars into this particular brochure, these are the silver dollars back in the 1920s. Actually, the silver dollar has been used in the United States for years previous to that. It is the measurement and unit of constitutional money here in the United States. This Federal Reserve stuff that we use now obviously doesn't even come close to what the Constitution requires for currency here in the United States.
So it's a great educational tool. Plus, it's a great primer that shows you the Bill of Rights, Constitution, descriptions of it, famous quotes, jury nullification, two of those booklets, two silver dollars, $24.95, and a free DARPA report along with the AP article sent to you folks. And people need to call. What's the number, Ted?
Well, the number is 888-294-6187. Call for the report. I mean, call for the Constitution brochures, too. Maybe you know all the, you know, the layout of the Constitution of the United States. But what about your children? What about your relatives?
Yeah, you can have the report if you call. They'll send it to you free, but we suggest you get it free as well with the two silver dollars, the two citizen rule books. That number, 888-294-6187, 888-294-6187. Take advantage of this now, folks.
Yep, and you know the thing is the proceeds of this thing too is going to go to support the Alex Jones Show.
Well, what happens is it's about cost for you when you do this, but then you make a donation to the support of the network through Midas Resources through this show and what we're doing. Ted Anderson, of course, is the founder and the owner of the GCN Radio Network and Midas Resources. Please take action, folks, and they also have a special gold deal, but they won't harangue you if you just want the free report or just want the citizen rule books. But if you do want the gold, they got a great deal on it. Real quick, tell them about that, Ted.
Well, we do have $10 liberties available right now at this time. It's a great coin to use. This is the coin that was actually first introduced. They called it the Eagle Coin right after the Declaration of Independence. It was one of the first coins.
So for $10, you got a half ounce of 99.99 gold. And now what do you get for $10?
Well, it's $2.81 right now, so obviously.
Exactly. That shows the inflation.
Yeah, the currencies have eroded away quite a bit. But the $10 gold piece, this is the $10 gold piece that was first issued by the United States as money. This particular group of coins go all the way back into the late 1800s, the early 1900s. Beautiful gold coins to have in your pocket.
These are numismatic. They also have collector value.
They have collector value. They're exempt from the 6045 ruling, which requires me to take your Social Security numbers. They're exempt from the confiscation of the 1933. There's a lot of things.
Private, portable. What's the other P? Private, portable.
It's private and portable. It's something that you can use as money no matter where you are in the world.
And liquid. You could fall out of an airplane and The pygmies would accept it.
Yeah, it's just completely liquid. I mean, you take a look at the stock market bubble that just burst, and now we have a real estate bubble that's been created by these low interest rates, and that's about ready to break as well because it's all refinancing. And we're looking at, you know, unemployment just went up to 6.4 from 6.1 nationally. I mean,
by the way, it's at record levels, and it doesn't count those that have gone off the rolls.
You know, it doesn't even take a brain to figure out that you need something that isn't attached to this economy. And gold,
especially with the new colored money coming out, they're going to restrict the money supply. It's meant to cause an implosion. We have the World Bank IMF documents. It's a great deal. Take advantage of the half-ounce gold coins, the great price. And also, while you're making that call, get the Citizen Rule Books, the silver dollars, or the free report, 888-294-6187, 888-294-6187. Ted, have a good 4th of July, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Alex, and thanks for Red Beckman bringing up such good material on this network.
God bless you, Ted. Ted Anderson, the founder of this network, put his life, his treasure, his honor, everything he's got into this network, and the listenership he still airs that ad from like 2 years ago where it goes, the listenership's increased by 200%. Well, you know why they keep running that ad year after year? Because it keeps going up 200 to 300% each year. How do we know that? We have ratings from stations that get that. And most importantly, we have the Internet that gives us total numbers of hits a day. There are hundreds of thousands of individual people that listen each day just on the Internet. This show is number one on Shoutcast against AP Network News, giant networks, routinely. And that's just one of our three streams. You count all our streams up, even when the show's number two or three or number four on the listings, you add stream two and stream three, we're almost always number one out of 3,580-plus radio stations and networks. I'm not bragging. Red, that means that people are hungry for the truth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of concerned Americans out there. There's a lot of Americans that have lost their jobs because of NAFTA and GATT and all these other things.
And they told us that would be great for the economy.
And those people, they lost their jobs, and they want to know why. And so the word is available. The truth is available.
Absolutely. Red, putting in a plug here, the Citizens Rule Book, your ideas, your information helped form that. The one out of Arizona that we offer that has the jury nullification information is... Is the Citizen Rulebook from Arizona one of the better ones?
Absolutely. I helped design that thing.
Absolutely. And Ted's done a lot of offers where those are free as well, but today they're part of the package. Folks, okay, Red, I want to come back in the next segment and take some calls. Also want to talk about the rightful place of government, but you talk about this gullible mass that empowers the evil through compartmentalization. You also talk about how a lot of government agents are waking up when they check out this information, like Joe Bannister. Can you tell us about Joe Bannister?
Yes, Joe Bannister, of course, was a criminal investigator for the IRS. He's a CPA, you know, a college graduate, of course, and he was listening to a talk show, and there were some things said on that talk show that got his interest, and so he investigated and discovered that he was working for a criminal agency.
For 2 years, he heard it was private, run for profit, offshore accounts, IMF World Bank, heard a show he respected with people on, going over the evidence. He took 2 years to investigate it, and then the IRS basically admitted to him it was true.
Yes. And he's not alone. There's, you know, over the past several years, I've been contacted by two former CIA pilots who had discovered that they were flying drugs in CIA airplanes.
Well, we've had them on the show. I mean, it's been public.
Yeah.
Terry Reed and others, and Terry Reed's a big guy at WorldNet Daily.
Yes.
He was there. You know, he worked in Vietnam, a patriot, anti-communist, unloading stuff at MENA, Clinton and Bush involved, giant crates of cocaine daily.
Yep. And so, you know, the word is getting out, and we just have to hope and pray, that enough get the word so that when the New World Order, when they try to make their final surge...
And that'll come after a terrorist attack they launch.
Yes. so that the American people, that we'll be ready, we'll have enough people supporting our position. One of the things I need to mention...
Stay there. Mention it after the break, Red. We're so honored to have you. And later we are going to tell you about his incredible videos and books Red Beckman puts out. I mean, you're talking about the granddaddy of the modern movement with factual documentation. He just took time out to read the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll be right back with Red Beckman. Be sure and visit my website, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com. Or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today. So call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Red Beckman is our guest. He's the guy that founded the Fully Informed Jury Association. He's the grandfather of it. And it's simply the fact that the juries are another form of voting, and so are the grand juries. And that's what the Constitution says, the Magna Carta says. They're taking that away now. You wanted to make a point before we go to Bob, Paul, Rick, and others, Red.
How's that again?
You were wanting to make a point in the last segment when we hit the break.
Talking about all this military now, they want all this surveillance, all these cameras and everything. I addressed some of that in my last book, the 14th chapter. I asked the question, the heading on the chapter is the federal government a false god? In theological world, they talk about our Heavenly Father as having omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. And the omniscience, of course, was that our Heavenly Father is all-knowing. Every false god in history has always tried to gain as much information so that they have all the information about people.
Now, let me stop you, Red. You are very astute, obviously. When Lord of the Rings Two Towers came out, they pointed out that the Total Information Awareness Network, the admitted Pentagon system to watch the American people, said it would be all-knowing. Their symbol was a burning, all-seeing eye radiating the earth. USA Today and the Washington Post, it isn't just Red Beckman or Alex Jones that pointed this out. They said, this is the government wanting to be the all-seeing eye of Sauron on a total power trip. They want to be gods. Because the DARPA website talked about, quote, a godlike omnipotent power. That shows the delusional nature of these people. And you wrote this last book years ago before they said and did all this. How did you know this?
Well, I don't know, but I have always been able to tie what is happening in our world today to Bible history, biblical history, and such. And there's been a lot of systems, political systems in the past that have risen and fallen, and it has always been they want to replace God. They want to, well, we have the contemporary thing, contemporary history with the USSR. The USSR said there is no God creator, and they said...
They said the state is God.
They said the state is God, and, of course, it was dissolved. Now, this is so ironic, and people just do not understand what happened. The USSR was one of two great world powers at the point where they were dissolved overnight. They were considered one of two great world powers, and they were dissolved overnight. And people don't understand why, and the answer is very simple. It was a false god, and it reached a point where it could no longer answer the prayers of those who prayed to that false god.
And so it just fell back into basic corruption, and because the bankers were done with it, and now they've moved on with it here, but they plan to have it more sophisticated, drugging the population, using propaganda, what they call imperial mobilization in the PNAC documents. Red, have you heard about the PNAC documents where Bush and Cheney wrote public documents before 9/11 that they needed a terrorist attack to invade Iraq and other countries, and that they talked about imperial mobilization and a new world order?
Yes. And, I mean, if a person is observant, if he's watching, you can find that most of this evidence that you need to prove all this,
well,
it's available.
My dad is a successful businessman, doctor, consultant, and he had to learn the law dealing with these big medical firms and the things he does. I remember him about 10 years ago going, son, did you know that we worship at court? Because, you know, he goes in for some cases and does some advising. He says that the courts will do what you want sometimes if you worship them. He said, of course, I don't do this. But he said, look in these filings and documents. You pray to the judge.
Yes.
We pray to the court. And it's right there. And they've taken the Roman law and replaced our biblical law, the Mosaic that led into the Magna Carta Constitution. When did that shift happen to the black robes and praying to the judge? It sounds bizarre, but that's all the lawyers know this, Red.
Yes, and, you know, we had a case, and I don't remember exactly where it was at, but one of the defendants was trying to defend himself, and he approached the bench a little too close, and they have that table out in front of the bench, and the judge warned him. He says, don't touch the altar. Don't touch that altar.
And they build them like a Greek or Roman temples.
Yes, absolutely. And so I'm working on another book talking, the title of the book is The Rise and Fall of the Federal God in Russia.
Incredible. The Rise and Fall of the Federal God. Stay there, Reverend. We're going to talk to Bob, Paul, and Rick when we get back, and we're going to plug your books and tapes that are just mucho powerful. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled.
Ask how you can get a free bottle with your order today for yourself or a loved one. Call 1-800-893-6870.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
If you can believe it, I was just flipping through the cable channels and came across MSNBC during the last three-minute break, and they had some piece about the different goals 2000, how the feds want to decide what your kids will be by the fifth grade. And so the pilot school, where they're going to train them to be special tax police, just like they have in Russia, and I've covered this before and seen other reports on it, and they were showing how good Russia is, how they train the kids how to be secret police. I mean, folks, stuff's getting so nuts now. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. Well, it's just out of control. We're about to go to Bob, Paul, Rick, David, and others here in just a few minutes. And before Red leaves us, I want to go over some of the things in Patriot Act and discuss this with Red Beckman. But before we go back to Red Beckman, just briefly, I have produced 9 full-length feature documentary films. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Tales of the Globalist, carried out September 11th, The Scare Us into Submission. It gives a history of government-sponsored terrorism, official U.S. government plans to carry out 9-1-1 attacks, including remote control hijacking aircraft and flying them into buildings. I'm talking ABC Nightly News. I'm talking Baltimore Sun. Articles before 9-1-1, okay? I got FEMA on there saying the founding fathers are all terrorists, all Christians are terrorists, their training manuals where they say homeschoolers, gun owners are terrorists. I got them arresting women at checkpoints on the road for having pocket constitutions. The police saying this may be illegal. I have the insanity of these criminals and their useful idiots that think this is normal, who've been titrated, incrementally trained to accept all this. I have it in The Road to Tyranny. It's my best film. I've got other great films like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that's just out, covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror. I have my book, 9-1-1, Descent into Tyranny, covering 9-1-1. It's excellent. It's $12, 230 pages. The films are $25.95, and they're an average of about 2 hours and 20 minutes long. You need to get them. Police State 3 is 2 hours and 40 minutes. You really get 3 films in one. I suggest you watch it in 52-minute blocks. Support the show. Get the films. Make copies for non-profit, not for sale, educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Give them to everybody and know that we are unlocking minds. Join us in history, please, before the globalists go to the next phase. And believe me, it'll affect all of you, whether you fight them or serve them. The toll-free number to order my films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We can't do it all. Alex Jones can't do it all. Ted Anderson can't do it all. Red Beckman can't do it all. We need you to be on the front lines of the info war. There's not a question. Once you see the facts, you've got to get involved in this. There isn't a question. It's about survival. You're safer fighting the enemy than groveling and licking its boots. So 888-253-3139. Make that call. Get the films. Make a Declaration of Independence resolution to get in the fight. We're about to go to Bob, Paul, Rick, David, and others. But Red, before we go any further, you've written a bunch of books, a bunch of pamphlets, great videos. We've aired them here in Austin on cable. What would you recommend for folks? We've had you on before, and you've recommended some of the, you know, real walls in our minds and other stuff. What would you recommend for the listeners to order from your great operation today?
Well, we'll make the same offer that we've always made on radio, talk radio. That is, anybody that will send us $3 $1 bills, we'll send them a copy of Walls in Our Minds. And when they get that, they will also get a brochure or an order blank listing the other products that we have, the videos and the books. But the little book, Walls in Our Minds, is so powerful. It's a tremendous, tremendous value.
It's about a paradigm shift.
It is a tremendous value, and it's small, 64 pages or something like that. And $3 will get you a copy. The postage is over a dollar, so it's not a moneymaker for us. But if people will order that, and of course the address to order it from is Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana 59103. And they'll get the list of all the other products that we have available. So I hope that a lot of people will take this on. Gamble $3. It'll be the best $3 you ever spent.
Give that address out twice slowly, because I'm going to get a bunch of calls and emails asking for it.
Sure. It's Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana 59103. That's P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana 59103.
All right, folks, it's excellent. Take advantage. Let's talk to Bob in New York. Thanks for holding. Then Paul, Rick, David, and others. Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
More doublespeak from CNN. I watch this stuff and it disgusts me sometimes, but what they were talking about is how the Supreme Court is the ultimate determiner of the constitutionality of law, which is such doublespeak. I mean, the people of the United States are the ultimate interpreters of
the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Ninth Amendment state that it's the rules of God's nature. And, again, the Supreme Court ruled black people weren't human beings. Did that mean we had to go along with it?
Absolutely.
The Supreme Court ruled you could do medical experiments on prisoners. The Supreme Court ruled that they could take Indians and put them in camps and give them smallpox. The Supreme Court ruled that they ruled that killing babies is okay, and I'm sick of it. Red Beckman, any comments?
I like to hear people talk like that. The U.S. Supreme Court was only supposed to deal with disputes between the states, and they're getting into all kinds of things that where they don't belong. They don't have any authority. And I hope to see the day when the Supreme Court and that entire court system is, you know, we reach a point where we have a total overhaul of that part of our government.
Well, there are a bunch of political whores that are appointed. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. Government gets bigger, tyranny gets larger, and they keep empowering all these treaties and saying the EU and the World Court is the authority. I've got AP articles where they go, oh, we'll follow your orders.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
And last week the Supreme Court reversed themselves again in something that they had done less than 20 years ago, and that was that homosexual case out of Texas. It's one thing to reverse themselves after 100 years or so, but to reverse themselves in less than 20 years is rather significant.
Yeah, this is a conservative court. Yes, Bob.
One of the best novels I've ever read in terms of understanding what the Constitution is all about was a book of fiction which is filled with the truth called Crashmaker. It was written by Dr. Edwin Vieira, and it's so telling. I know it's a very long book, but I recommend people order it.
Have you read Crashmaker, Red?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's an unbelievable work of art, and actually it's an unbelievable work of hopefulness. It's about an individual who gains control and gets some inside information on the Fed and kind of runs everything down, but he takes all that money and uses it to throw the bums out, should I say.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Paul, where are you calling us from today?
Alec.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Go ahead.
Brad, I want to say hi to you, too. And I can't believe the way the, you know, like on your show, I've listened probably for 3 months or so, and, you know, if somebody didn't know it, they'd say, oh, you're almost a madman, because it's amazing until it hits home, and then somebody goes to your website that you just think, oh, is Alex for real out there, you know? And then once I saw your website, I was absolutely astounded.
Hey, when I say the Patriot Act affects all citizens for any crime, secret arrest, secret execution, I post the bill and list the subsections you should read, and I point you to the Library of Congress. When I say...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just amazing that you've got the documentation, and I think, you know, for somebody like me, like, Alex, I don't get in trouble with the police. I just don't live that kind of lifestyle, you know? And, but the way the government and the things, the where we're moving towards, it is absolutely frightening nowadays. And, you know, for example, I did get a speeding ticket here a couple of years ago, didn't pay it, but I got stopped the other night, and I was surprised. You know, I was nice to the officer, and he said, hey, got to take you in. Then they asked me if they could search my vehicle. Well, I said, no. You know, no, I didn't have anything in there. They said, fine. Then there was some, I think she's a lesbian cop, but that's, you know, neither here nor there, but she said, well, tell it then.
Well, I guarantee you they did what they call an inventory and searched it. And look,
well, no. And I was
the
surprised.
Point is, people say, well, you shouldn't speed, it's dangerous. The point is, I'd rather have the danger of petty things and the big danger of a big corrupt government, and I would add the caveat to that, that they ship the heroin and cocaine in and then bust down our doors looking for it.
Right. And since when do they have the right just to search your vehicle, and where else is it going to go to?
Well, they don't have the right to do that, Paul, but they're training. And look, this is how it works. The National Seatbelt Initiative of 1998, I put it in Police State 2000, I read the thing in horror, like a 40-page report. Part 3 of the plan said this was to build hardened checkpoints so we can search vehicles, internal toll roads. We're going to have citizen volunteers, but compulsory volunteers. They've now got the bill, S-89, out there helping run the checkpoints, and in the last big National Seatbelt Initiative, they had the volunteers out, and it says in Part 3, we're going to go ahead and search the car and find guns and drugs. They mix guns with drugs psychologically, and so there's the plan. They call it the Amber Alert System. Well, I work in radio. It's called EAS. It was put in 97. It's a FEMA takeover system, and now the billboards and radio are having anti-gun, anti-terror messages. You know, it's nothing to do with lost kids.
Yeah.
So, see, they always have an excuse so the cop feels okay and the culture accepts it. This is part of the brainwashing, isn't it, Red?
Yes. Very much so.
Alex, all I got to say is just keep up the good work. And I, you know, I realize you can't do this fight alone, but, you know, the American people have to wake up. They absolutely have to wake up because this is absolutely getting crazy anymore. Just want to commend you, Alex. You take care.
Thank you. Red, let me read you this article, and then we're going to go to Rick and David and others that are holding. This is out of Reuters today, Infowars.com. School sued over hidden cameras. A Tennessee school allowed security cameras to film children undressing in locker rooms and then store the images on a computer accessible through the Internet, according to a lawsuit by the group of angry parents. The stored images of video and photos were accessed as far away as North Carolina. A lawsuit filed last week in federal court in Nashville seeks $4.2 million in damages. I misread that earlier. It's a four in front of the two. My printer did a little blurb. The parents contend the school system violated students' rights by putting hidden cameras in the boys' and girls' locker rooms. At Livingston Middle School, the cameras reportedly captured students ages 10 to 14 in various stages of undress. Showers, you name it. The parents have been devastated by the conduct of the school officials, by the videotaping, by the breach of trust in attorney Mark Carlos, who represents the parents of the 16 girls and one boy. Chuck Gagel, lawyer for Overton County Schools, said he would not comment. Edutech Incorporated, the company that installed the surveillance cameras in several Overton school systems, also was named in a lawsuit. Officials said with the company had no comment. Parents learned of the cameras when a student reported a suspicious device in the school at Livingston, about 130 kilometers east of Nashville. The lawsuit contends the images captured by the cameras and stored on a hard drive in the office of the assistant principal could be accessed from remote computers by the Internet. It claims the computer password security had not been changed from the factory default setting. The images were reportedly accessed 98 times between July 2002 and January 2003, sometimes late at night and early in the morning, and through Internet providers in Tennessee and South Carolina. William Needham, director of Overton County Schools, said the assistant principal had been transferred to another school system. But this is what, now look, the Michigan parks had put them in the bathrooms. In 1984, Red, cameras were in the bathrooms. That seems so so bizarre and unbelievable. Now it's passe. Cameras on our naked children. They force six-year-olds to have sexual examinations done. And it turned out it was people connected to pedophile groups. The Miami Herald reported last year that the people running the missing kid database for the CPS for thousands of missing kids they had were convicted pedophiles, linked it to a ring and child murder. But it's in the news one time. How can it get this horrible, Red?
It is just absolutely so vile. It is so vile, it just absolutely violates every
canon.
Everything that we were ever taught as far as morality and such. It just violates everything. And you have to understand that for everyone that has been, you might say, caught in the act.
There's 100 others.
How many are there that are not being exposed?
Crime statistics show that for every one person they catch, they say 10 in some cases, but that's a murder. It's 1 out of 112, I usually just round down to 100, and of the 112 criminal operations, they're committing crimes on a routine basis, so it's in the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they won't say if they took the cameras out, Red.
And then they wonder why people want to take their children and homeschool them.
And have you heard they're trying to claim that's illegal now to homeschool as the homeschoolers win all the spelling bees?
Yeah, right. The geography bees and everything else.
They're total scumbags.
Yeah.
But did you see the Miami Herald article where they had 187 pedophiles in the top positions running the CPS, and there's like 3,000 kids missing, and they find some of them dead, others given to... I mean, I can't even mention what they do to these kids.
Yeah.
That's the Miami Herald. It's not speculation. Shouldn't that be top story every day, but instead it's one article?
It should be top story all across the country. Yeah.
Red, they now admit they're planning to start satellite tracking and taxation of cars, and the hardware is already in all new cars. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my. It's just mind-boggling for the American people to... hear the story of 911 and how those airplanes were controlled by remote control, and it wasn't the hijackers that flew those airplanes.
They found the hijackers alive, their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA was running a drill that morning, Red, according to the Associated Press, of flying hijacked jets into buildings.
Yeah.
He so happened to be running a drill that morning and ordered NORAD to stand down, but it's all coincidental, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Final segment with Red Beckman. We'll take two final calls for him as well. Everybody stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight, I do this show. Thanks for joining us. We're about to take two final calls. I'm sorry, that's all we have time for is Rick and David. For Red Beckman, though, one more question. This is the Washington Times. Black boxes for cars, a surprise. Says people are being surprised that police are now going in and using their data recorders that have been in all the cars for the last 8 years, called the Delphi system, oh, the all-knowing, again, Oracle system, to track and trace and charge us criminally, and oh, guess what, it's got a satellite tracker in it. I already mentioned the satellite tracker boxes. They're now saying they're getting ready to tax us with this. They're going to purposely implode the states, make them do this for money, federally administered. That doesn't just violate the Fourth Amendment. It also is a giant taxation mode. I mean, what are these people going to put up with, Red?
Yeah. How long are they going to sit by and let this happen?
I mean, they put the infrastructure in and then announce it.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Let's talk to Rick in Texas and then David in wherever he's calling from. Go ahead, Rick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick points. Brazil, the largest country in Latin America, has just elected an America-hating communist, Lula da Silva, and got a congratulatory note from the Council of Foreign Relations. Second point...
But see, that's the paradigm. They create the fake right-wing movement. The counter is then communists taking over, and the so-called right-winger CFR congratulate them.
Yes. Second point, the Supreme Court now says it's okay to discriminate against white Americans wanting to enter into college, and there's been no protest from the American people that the Supreme Court is saying it's all right to
discriminate. Well, the news doesn't show you the protest. They create the illusion. Read any comments to that?
No, I didn't understand the question.
He's talking about the affirmative action ruling.
Oh, yes. The Supreme Court is dealing in areas where they don't belong or they don't have any authority.
Of course, that's according to that Constitution. And
sure.
FEMA says, Red, have you seen The Road to Tyranny?
No.
So you haven't seen my film where FEMA says the Founding Fathers are terrorists?
No, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen any of my videos?
I've seen one or two in the past. I'm not much for watching videos.
Harry, I need to get those to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad to have FEMA on tape saying that all the Founding Fathers are terrorists, though.
Well, that is That's sacrilegious.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thank you for your tapes, and keep up the good work.
Let me ask you a question. Rick, have you seen FEMA say that in Road to Tyranny?
Yes. And I believe also on the 911 tape.
Yeah, it's 911 Road to Tyranny. Exactly.
That, yes.
My point is, this is documented. David, you're on the air, and I guess you're calling from Illinois. Go ahead, David. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I think that's great that you're exposing the New World Order and government cover-ups. And I'd just like to say, with it being, you know, the day before 4th of July, what do you think would happen if New York was hit with, like, a nuclear bomb?
Oh, if the globalists carry out a terrorist attack and then pose as our saviors? Red, what do you think will happen after the next big terror attack that the military-industrial complex is going to launch? What do you think will happen?
Well, I think it'll be bigger than the last one. You go back and you watch the progression. You know, Ruby Ridge and
World Trade Center,
Oklahoma City, and 911. Everyone gets a little bigger than the last one.
To train us to accept the tyranny. Well, the CFR just said on Monday we will be attacked again. They say maybe on 4th of July. I hope not. Keep your eyes out for feds, folks. Red Buckman, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you, David, for the call. Red, what's your mailing address again for $3 to get your book, your booklet, Walls in Our Minds?
It's Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana, 59103. And anybody that will send three $1 bills, why, we'll send them the book, Walls in Our Minds.
All right. Red, I want to thank you for spending two and a half hours with us today, and God bless you and your wife.
We need your prayers, and our prayers are with you.
Thank you. Keep up the great work. I tell you, what a great man, one of the longest-time fighters and most on-target people out there, Red Beckman. I'm Alex Jones saying bye-bye until tonight and bye-bye till tomorrow.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing...